Blog Talk Radio.
So, got an opportunity to go down. Obviously, covered his son with his sons. Hear James Jones talk about the firing of Igor Kokoskov and all the other stuff that's going on with the Suns. He talked about who they're looking for, not in terms of names, what they're looking for in terms of an overall coach, and then had the privilege to go over to the D-backs and talk to Randy Johnson and Gonzo about beating the Yankees in the World Series back in 2001. The Yankees are coming to town next week, and so they're talking about reminiscing about what was going on with that. So we'll get into that a little bit later as well, and the Diamondbacks found a way to win another game. So all that stuff we'll get into right here on the Cave Show PLR. This is the Cave Show PLR. We are brought to you by the one, the only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School in Chandler Heights. We will be there tomorrow all day. Preparation leading up to the NFL draft. First round is the official place to watch the draft at. So make sure you're coming down there and checking us out. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School in Chandler Heights, 4091 South Alma School. They're now serving beer and wine, so get down there, check us out. Make sure that you let them know PLR brought you down there. That way you will get 10% off of your cigar purchase. You could also become a club member, get a locker that backs up to a humidor, and you never worry about your sticks going bad. Again, that's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Get down there anytime, but especially tomorrow, where we will be for the Cardinals' first round pick of the draft. Welcome to the Cave Show. Welcome to Hump Day. This is PLR. This is the Cave Show. Okay, so we're going to talk about the Suns. We're going to talk about the opportunity for Randy Johnson and to Gonzo, but we're going to start where the only place you can start. What the hell, Dame Dollar? Dude, we knew you were good. We knew you were on that level. But if anyone has any doubt about Dame Dollar, I believe he has officially shut you the hell up now. 39 feet in the face of Paul George. And listen, I know Paul George probably is the second or third, right in there, right behind Kawhi, second or third best two-way players in the NBA. It's a shame you have to qualify two-way players because everyone in basketball should be a two-way player. But he rolled up in front of him. And the one thing that I noticed, and I don't know if you saw this in the clip as well, but I remember this from Kobe Bryant saying it, and I remember before that, but I remember him saying it specifically. When he's playing defense on someone, he looks up at the clock on the other side of the court so he can know in his mind, about when they're going to go. And we saw Dame glare up at the clock so he knew how much time was left, and we saw Paul George stare at the clock on the other side so he knew how much time was, and he still step over, step back, shot And Paul George, even at 6'8", just could not do it. Game over, set over, series over, wave him goodbye. Now, Paul George is the man, we know that. And he said, no, a lot will be lost in the story, but that still was a bad shot. That is not a bad shot for Dame Lillard. It's a bad shot for a lot of other people. It's not a bad shot for Damian Lillard. And you're saying, well, Paul, you must be out of your mind. It's a 39-foot shot. How is that not a bad shot? He shoots that at almost a 40% clip. So for him, that's not a bad shot. The rest of the NBA shoots that at about 26% or lower than that. He shoots that shot at a 40% clip. That's in his makeable shot chart. So I get you that everything on it, at you may say, the first one to get to him, for him, that's not a bad shot. And also, he had hit 9 3-pointers. So not only is it a shot that he makes, it's a shot that he's making while he's on fire. He's taking while he's on fire. Incredible. Incredible game. Listen, OKC played their butts off. They had an opportunity to win that game. They were up with only a minute and 45 left. But you get a couple missed free throws here. You get a couple time clock type deals there, and you never know what's going to happen. Look, the one thing I'll say about Russ, and I said it yesterday, we had the great Chucky Brown on, and I said it's okay to play with emotion, not let your emotions take over when you play. And I think yesterday that was kind of evident. Now, I'm not blaming this series on Russell Westbrook. But when you're the leader of the team, a lot of it will always fall on you. And I know he went, he tried to get a foul, he tried to play and tried to make something happen, but he left a lot of time. And I know the shot clock, game clock wasn't that far off, but when you look what Portland did, they came down, they knew they wanted a 2-for-1. They knew they wanted that last possession. McCollum hit the two, then Dame came back and hit the three. From 2 points on 2 points up to winning. Now, I completely understand that. And I know you want firing to the basket. I do know you want that too. But my concern is, what is Billy Donovan's play? What is his philosophy at the end of game? Is it, let's get the ball, you create, and you just get to the rim? Or are there plays on up? And the reason I say this, and watching OKC team play, I see a lot of things happen without structure. When teams get down, look, Portland's down, or it's either. Dame comes down. Everyone knew where to go, what their spot on the floor was, what was going to happen. What would happen if they send someone? What would happen if they don't? Russ, for as good as he is, for his athleticism, for everything else, we know his shot isn't as true, isn't as pure as Dame's. So Portland's not worried about Russ raising up from 30 feet. In fact, if Russ raises up from 30 feet, Portland would be like, oh, my God, thank you. Please rise up from 30 feet. What's their philosophy? What's OKC's philosophy on offense? Better yet, what was their philosophy on defense? So here's a guy that's hit 9 3-pointers on you. You know he shoots, and if you don't know, then I blame you even more because your assistants should be alerting the coach. You know that this guy hits at a certain percentage clip. All these analytics out there, someone should be telling somebody something. And you don't run at him? You don't run the ball out of his hands? You keep a man on C.J. McCollum? You run a man at Dame Lillard, especially when it got down to about 5 seconds. And if you know that game, I do not let Dame Lillard beat me. Now, the one thing about great players will get to a spot before the double team can get there and get their shot off. If that's what they've made up their mind they're going to do, well, make him make that play. Only in professional sports does it not necessarily hurt my feelings when coaches lose their jobs because they're usually under contract, so they're going to get paid out the rest of their contract, And then they usually either get a TV deal or they get to another head elite assistant job. But I'm going to tell you something. Scott Brooks is the wrong coach for this team. I'm not saying he's a bad coach. And I said Scott Brooks, excuse me. Billy Donovan is the wrong coach for this team. When you look at them, everything they do is predicated on athleticism and just do it. They need more structure. And I just don't think he can do it. I don't think he can come in now and be the hard hand to put structure in and kind of structure Westbrook down a little bit. I don't think he's the person. Am I saying he's going to get fired? No. Would it surprise me if he got fired? No. Do I think there's a better coach for that job? Yes. People always say coaching LeBron is tough because he's the coach, he's the GM, he's the owner, he's this, that, he's this, he's that. And he's too headstrong. Russ is headstrong. And it's going to take a certain type of coach to be able to pull him where he needs to go. And I just don't think Billy Donovan is that coach. The rest of the games last night, Philadelphia was up 30-3. They could have skunked it. Toronto was up like 40-3. They should skunk that. And Denver finally played like Denver at home, and they blew the doors off of San Antonio. And I said before, and I hope to prove it wrong, I said I think Denver will win because they have more talent. But I think San Antonio is better. Denver wins the series. They prove to you not only if Portland gets San Antonio, that's not a series. Portland, Denver, that's a series. You got Dame Lillard, an all-NBA guy, going against up-and-coming Jamal Murray. You got C.J. McCollum going against a defensive-minded, but they can score very well and is playing very well, Mr. Harris. You got Enes Kanter, who seems like he's a little bit banged up, going against the man, I believe, and Joker, Nikola Jokic. And then you got the Paul Millsaps versus the Mo Harklesses and Freedom Meadows. And then you got Will Barton off the bench. And you have all these other guys that are interchangeable. I just think for a great series. Blind. Golden State has kicked Denver's ass every time they've played them, except the first time, to basically show we are who we are. But the one thing I love about Denver, the one I love about Portland, and the one thing I love about Houston is they didn't sit around saying we're going to wait and wait it out. We're going to go for it. And that's why I think Toronto on the other side is so much better. Because they said, you know what, the hell with this going out like this. We know DeMar's a baller, but we know that Kawhi is that guy. So I admire that. I think that's cool. I think that's awesome. If you didn't watch the OKC Portland game, go back and watch it. Go back and watch it.
This is Elio Cobo with the Phoenix Suns, and I'm in the cave with PLR.
So James Jones held a press conference today, and from what we understand, obviously, not only was Igor Kokoskov fired, all his assistant coaches were fired as well. Their assistant for the coach, James Jones, would not tip his hand. I specifically, directly asked him, was he looking for a coach with experience? And he did a good job of getting a right answer. New coaches, no coaching experience. Would they look to go the other way? They wouldn't ask that. All he would say is, when you find a coach with in-game NBA experience, obviously that's gold. That's the most valuable. And he won't specifically come out and say anything because of his respect level to Igor, but what it sounded like to me was Igor is a great teacher of players and a good talent teacher, but what he taught and what they brought to the floor, the two just didn't bring together, and that's why he's out. Plain and simple, simple and plain. We go in another direction. And what James Jones said to that was, this team hasn't had a new coach. The other teams have, But let's bring it back to this team. And we'll see. I mean, maybe we'll be back and I'll have more for you in a week when they hire a coach. Maybe I'll have more for you in a couple weeks. Pre-draft workouts start soon, so definitely we'll have something one way or the other. Have an article up a little bit later at the Sports Cave, Cave's okay, about things that went on today with the Suns and James Jones. Diamondbacks won again. This time, 2-1 over Pittsburgh. Gerard Dyson scored. They called him out originally. He didn't think he was out. Had a replay. Showed he wasn't out. They ended up winning the game. The Diamondbacks are playing incredible baseball right now. As my man Greg Moore said, these cats are some dogs, man. They're a game and a half out of first. They won 7 of their last 10. They're now on pace with the Padres. Big series coming up against the Cubs this weekend. Followed by a big series against the Yankees coming up right after that. Gary Sanchez is going to do some sense in the minor league before he comes up. So, of course, it'll be right before they hit the Diamondbacks, probably. But the Diamondbacks are balling, dude. Pittsburgh was in first place when they got there. And now after winning the last two games, they are not in first place. St. Louis is back in first place. So, more power to the Diamondbacks. Good thing about baseball is a different story every single day to talk about. And in saying that, today I had the opportunity to sit down and listen to Gonzo and to Randy Johnson talk about what it was like to win the World Series in 2001. And one of the questions I asked, and Gonzo very eloquently answered, was, what does it feel like to be a team in the city, major team, out of the Suns, Suns, Coyotes, Cardinals, and Diamondbacks to win the title? And he said good things about everybody. He praises on everybody. But he said the one thing that you always be with us, you'll always be the first team. And he couldn't be more right. Couldn't be more right. You'll see some sound up on that on our Instagram. Also, throw an article up on that as well at the Sports Cave. Online at thesportscave.com. Sports Cave is with the K. Today, I hate to do it to you, but we do have an abbreviated show due to coverage and some other stuff I have to get to this afternoon. Get stuff ready. I could talk about the draft like everybody else. I could speculate over and over and over. I'm going to save that speculation until tomorrow because nobody really knows what anybody's going to do. Hell, John Gruden kicked all the outs out before he fired him, so nobody knows what anybody's going to do, but we will get into that for sure tomorrow right here on The Cave Show. Don't forget, tomorrow, draft party down at Maduro's. I would say get down there anytime after 3, I shall be there. That's at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. See the Cardinals or who your team takes first. 10% off your cigars. Just let them know that PLR sent you, brought you down to watch the draft. Make sure you're following us in the social media world. Instagram, Facebook fan page, and Twitter at The Sports Cave, where the Cave is always with the K. SportsCave.com, where Cave is always with the K. And you can get me directly on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. Until tomorrow, everyone enjoy Hump Day. This is PLR. This is The Cave Show. Everyone have a great day.